This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Slacker and Steve.
We got kind of a rough OPP that I think Steve and I are going to be able to relate to.
Especially you.
Oh, yeah, you're right. His kid found something in his house.
Dun, dun, dun.
And now he doesn't know how to deal with it. Adam?
Yes.
Tell us what's going on. How can we help?
Yeah, guys. I need a little help here. So I have an old collection of some adult materials that I've been keeping in my house have been hidden for probably about 10 years ago, 10 years or so. And I completely forgot I even had the things. I recently stumbled upon them. And when I did, it was obvious that my 11-year-old son had gone through it.
Did you have them in alphabetical order or something? Or were you,
preference?
this particular actress to that particular, how do you know he saw it?
Yeah, they were kind of stashed in kind of a room that we don't really use very often. It's like a unfinished room. Okay. They were in a box, back in the corner with some stuff on top of it.
Wow.
And it was laying on top of the box open. So,
okay.
Yeah.
And can I get even weirder about it? Is it, what format is it? Is it DVD, VHS? Is there something in your house that he would, could he have watched them? Or did he just see the covers?
Well, these were actually magazines.
Oh, magazines!
Then he can just
flip through.
Now, what kind?
Yeah, he had the wide open. It was just laying out like
it
had been open.
The softer magazines? Are we talking like? Were you into the more?
Yeah, are they the more graphic or the?
I wish they were the softer ones.
Oh, like, God!
Yeah.
Oh, crap.
I'm pretty embarrassed about the whole thing. I haven't even looked at the things for who knows how long. I probably should have got rid of them a long time ago.
Wow.
Okay, so we're going to – a couple more questions, and if you're uncomfortable with any of this, you can just tell us no. But, like, you're not mentioning a wife, so is it just – are you a single parent, or is your wife just not in the picture at the moment? Like, where are you at with that?
I mean, we're still married. She doesn't go in there very often either.
Know he's seen porn?
No. Oh. I mean, it just happened earlier today that I realized it.
Okay.
So we're going to have a talk as well.
She's going to be mad you still have it.
Uh-huh.
I kept my box of stuff longer. I mean, I finally gave it to Steve.
You gave me the...
Did I give you VHS or just DVD?
It was VH. There was a
I've given you all. Now I've gave you a big box of DVD, I thought, on the last one.
And then, yeah.
Are you looking for any more boxes?
No. So you haven't talked to your wife and you haven't talked to your son either?
Yeah, I haven't yet.
I get it. It's fresh.
That's kind of what I'm calling it. Kind of wondering, should I confront my son about it? I obviously should talk to my wife about it. I'm just not sure about, the best practice. I know young boys have access to adult materials a lot easier than we did back in the day.
For sure.
So I'm a little nervous. He's too young for this stuff. I don't really want to admit that the collection belongs to me.
Well, you're going to have to take You've got more than one fight about to happen.
That
your wife
is
not going to be pleased.
Yeah.
I think, so is the box still down? If I were you, I would get rid of the box now so your wife can't see what he saw.
Yeah.
Fair or is enough. That bad? Is that hiding the evidence?
Well,
is that destroying the evidence?
He's going to go back to the stash, and when he sees that, oh, suddenly the stash is gone. Oh, no, they know that I was in the stash.
Oh, my God, that's exactly how I, like,
yes.
I had my own stash,
yep.
And one day I reached into the little hole that I stored it in, and it wasn't there.
And how did it make you feel like, oh,
it was
no.
Like, then I knew that they knew, and then they had to know that I knew that they knew, but we never said.
So you never had the sit down, like
never.
Like Adam's gonna have.
But
to
I was like 16, not that's 11.
Yeah,
11 is dark.
Isn't 11 the new 16? No.
I hate to say it, and I don't know if you're being facetious, but yes.
What? I was being facetious.
It's, like Noah found stuff like early. It's not good because the internet, like they type in butt. And if you don't have the right amount of restrictions, it goes from butts to two girls in a shower really fast.
He saw harder stuff.
Yes. I didn't have the heart to click on what he saw. But I did have to sit. You're going to love this part, Adam, especially if you have the harder core stuff. The conversation I had to have was, Noah, you know how in the Matrix he can like fly and kick people in the face while flying and do all this other stuff? None of that's real. Also, you're never going to get to do any of the stuff you've seen because that crap ain't real. You're not just going to be an air conditioner repair guy and the two hot roommates who are too hot in there are going to be like, how can we pay you? It's never going to happen, bro. Like, but I mean,
you're telling me the key is I got to show him the Matrix first.
Yes.
Yes.
So
okay.
You have to show him unrealistic things and go, most entertainment is not real. And daddy used to use this as entertainment. And then you're going to have that talk.
Yeah.
Oh my God. You just opened
a little.
This is like the can of worm, Pandora's box. Awful.
Yeah.
But Slacker, you nailed it. Adam's going to have to fight a couple of battles here, starting with go
the
to your
wife.
I would say, hey, honey, did you happen to come across, ask, maybe she did, or just eliminate her out of the box. When she goes, no, well, now we know who.
Oh, for the love.
And then he's going to have to come clean about the whole thing.
And she's going to run downstairs and look and see what's in that box. Look at you. Does she know, like, your level of kink when it comes to that? And this all, God, it feels so dark having this conversation. Like, there's nothing in there where she's going to be like, oh, my God, you have a magazine about that?
Nothing okay. Super crazy. I mean, okay. It's just like magazines that you could buy
okay.
You know, over the scan.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to talk behind your back. So hang on right there, Adam, and we're going to get you some advice. Some of, he's screwed.
He
oh, my God, he's so screwed.
But he can't present all this like it's wrong. I mean.
My God. Dude, and I had forgotten that, and I made that mistake. You're right. You have to tell your kid that these feelings that it probably brought up are completely natural.
Yeah, but
that they're way too advanced for where he's at.
Yeah.
But we need your help. If your kids have seen stuff too young,
can't unsee it now.
You cannot.
How do you?
And you know me, man. My first exposure was to magazines of that magnitude.
You went from 0 to 60.
I did.
Yeah.
And it, with all due respect to Adam and other people, it changed my appetite. Like, I kind of skipped over I skipped over hors d'oeuvres and went straight to, like,
there you go,
advanced French cuisine.
And we kind of want to not have that French cuisine level
in an 11-year-old.
Yeah.
If you can help Adam out with his kid finding his stash, Tony.
Yay.
What do you think?
Well, I think he needs to have a birds and bees talk.
Oof.
With his son.
Yep.
And talk about what is normal relations. My sister, my nephew, we found out he had found some very hardcore kind of stuff. And that's what she did, was sit him down and just say, hey, you know, this is kind of what normal relations are like. And this is what you should. I know it's uncomfortable.
It is.
But he definitely needs to talk to him about the birds and the bees first and foremost before he even addresses, I feel like, the magazine. And also, I'd want to know, at 11 years old, why would he leave it out? That doesn't seem like...
He was kind of...
Why didn't the kid rehide it? Is
right.
that what you're saying?
Oh.
Yes.
I think he maybe he got startled. Maybe yeah. somebody was coming down the stairs and he just bolted. It's hard to say. Or maybe he just wasn't ready and just got, he opened it, got freaked and ran. Whoa. It's like, yeah, what in the world? Like,
I don't know if he's smart enough to tell a message to them too. Like, hey, look what I found. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't think I was that sneaky at 11
yeah.
to go like,
yeah.
I better cover my tracks. Yeah. I probably, you might be 11? Right though. That is a little weird. Like he wanted to get caught.
Yeah. 11. I feel like they're starting to get in tune with things at 11 and 12. Yeah,
I'll bet, right.
But regardless, birds yeah. and the bees is step one for you.
Absolutely. I think so. Birds and the bees and then wife or wife and then birds.
Oh, the
and bees,
wife is going to be so mad.
I don't have advice for that.
Yeah,
I know.
Just wear a helmet. For sure. Thank you for the call, Tony. Ainsley.
Yes.
Yes. What do you think?
Yeah. Sorry. So I discovered my son had found that stuff when he was 13 or 14 when I was setting up the safeties on his computer.
Oh, boy.
And I sat him down. We went for a car ride where it was just the two of us. And I said, hey, buddy, these are paid actors and actresses.
Yep.
And experiences that you might have in the real world will probably look very different.
That's what I basically said. I compared it to John Wick. But, yeah, you got to say, if you believe this, you're setting an unrealistic expectation for the rest of your life.
Yeah, and, you know, these people are also, they get paid to do this kind of thing. And, relationships don't always work like that.
Yeah, people in love, they're not anywhere near that level. They don't know what
Easy,
that
Tiger.
Well, I mean,
it's, yeah. You definitely have to, yeah.
Whatever blows your hair back, man, but, you know, it's some of that stuff can be kind of out there, like you guys were saying.
Wow. Thank you for the call, Ainsley. I mean, here's the weird thing. It seems like everybody, with the internet now, and just all your, it's,
yeah.
Nobody's kid isn't exposed by accident. Tara?
Tara.
Yeah.
Hi.
What do you think?
Well, we had this situation with my eldest a few years ago, and we sat down with him and explained that women don't always look like that, and that the body is a beautiful thing, but it's not necessarily meant to be objectified. We have a very body image positive family.
Yeah.
So we try and make sure that because we have four boys, we try and make sure that they understand that women are not objects, that they need to be respected. And that's not necessarily something that.
And in almost no adult stuff is a woman even remotely respected.
Right.
It's.
Yeah.
Exactly.
They may be, that particular woman may be a willing participant in what's happening, but it doesn't show a loving, nurturing interaction between men and women.
Yeah.
It's pretty horrible. Thank you for the call, Tara. Allison.
Yai.
What do you think?
Okay, so I have a 12-year-old, just was at a sleepover, saw things that I haven't even seen yet. And luckily he told me. And so we did have a discussion similar to The Matrix. I talked to him how this would almost sort of burn his brain and you can't unsee what you've seen. So I started thinking, well, what can I do? Because he obviously has an appetite. I need to feed it. So I Googled teenage porn. Do not Google teenage porn.
No.
That is not a thing.
Well, it would be, yeah, so, that'd be illegal.
Yeah. Well, I quickly realized that because I've never Googled even porn myself.
Yeah, don't do that.
So what I ended up thinking of, I had the 1985 Madonna Playboy in a closet in a Madonna and Michael Jackson collection.
Hang on to that. It's worth something.
And you showed him that?
Well, I gave him that.
Oh, wow.
And I went through the, but listen, it doesn't look like what it looks like nowadays. So I'm starting to think that I should get him a collection of like 70s, 80s.
Softer.
I mean, again, I would need your advice on that because I don't want him to.
Well, Steve has all my old DVDs. He can probably set you up.
This is true.
But that's a great idea
Playboy soft.
Yes, go the other way. Oh, show him the Playboy stuff.
The beautiful female figure.
With the Star Trek, the Vaseline on the lens kind of thing. So it's like the wispy, not
natural hair.
Yes.
Yes. not quite so your face.
Nice.
All right. Well,
pre Pamela Anderson too. You don't want to get into
enhanced.
Like the fake boobs and stuff. So,
okay.
All right. That's my two cents.
Thank you, Allison. Well, so if you have advice for Adam or tips on what Allison should be showing her kid.
Right. Or if you have any old Playboys from the 70s.
Steve takes all of your old duffel bags full of porn. Text us right now at 51059.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.